بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تأكيد وجوب الزكاة وبيان فضلها وما يتعلق بها. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings a chapter on emphasizing the obligation of zakat. Zakat is fard, obligatory, and also explaining its virtue and other related matters to zakat. The word zakat in Arabic has two meanings literally. So one of the meaning is to increase, growth or increase. In other words, by giving zakat, a person's wealth will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah ta'ala destroys interest and usury, and Allah gives, Allah grows zakat. So a person who gives zakat, Allah will increase his wealth. And also it has the meaning of purification. By giving your zakat, Allah will purify your wealth. And also Allah will purify yourself from all evil qualities. So zakat has these two meanings of increase and also of purification. قال الله تعالى وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. In so many verses of the Quran you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing us to establish salah and start zakat. وقال تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Allah says that they had been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and being sincere in their religion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning away from all other religions and to establish salah and to discharge zakat. This is the true religion. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that take zakat from their wealth by which you may purify and cleanse them. So we find this is the meaning of zakat. Allah Ta'ala has got purification in zakat. When a person will give zakat, the remaining of his wealth will become purified and Allah will increase his wealth. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Islam is based on five pillars. And the first one is the shahadat of Allah, of La ilaha illallah. That there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah ta'ala's messenger, Allah ta'ala's servant and his messenger. And wa iqami salah, establishing salah. So salah is also a pillar of Islam. Wa ita'i zakah, and giving zakat, this is the third pillar of Islam. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ وَصُومِ رَمَضَانِ and making hajj and fasting the month of Ramadan. These are the five pillars. So this hadith has been mentioned previously. If any one of these pillars is broken or it is destroyed, then what will happen? All the weight of that entire house will be on the remaining four pillars and that will weaken those pillars also after some time. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that establish these things and make sure that these foundation, these pillars are solid so that this entire structure does not collapse and fall. And zakat is one of these pillars and therefore this hadith had been mentioned for us to remind us that we have to discharge our zakat. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. We continue tomorrow, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.